Welcome back to episode 3. Well, not welcome back. This is the first, the one and only episode 3, but welcome back to the Forthright podcast. This is episode 3. And you know what? Just going to take a sip of water. Wow, getting so comfortable with the solo podcast. He's just drinking away. Well, I've received so many compliments on the fact that I'm just taking a sip mid-sentence. And so, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take advantage of it. And, yep, just a second. If you turned your volume up for that, to try and hear some gulping and ASMR, then shame on you, but also fair enough. Hey, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. These are so fun, but I got to be honest, man, every fiber of my being was not too keen to jump on here and talk today. And yeah, this is going up on a Monday instead of a Sunday, when I said that they'd be weekly Sunday. But hey, this is technically my Sunday. Man, no, it's not. How annoying. Don't you hate that? When people say, oh, this is technically my Sunday, just because they had Monday off as well. No, it's not. There's nothing technical about that. It's just a Monday off instead of the Sunday off. Tomorrow is still Tuesday. Anyway, yeah, so this being technically my Sunday, I'm going to say that this is me putting it up on a Sunday. Nah, no, I'm not trying to justify anything here. I don't suppose it's bothering anyone. I don't suppose anyone's going to be too concerned waiting on a Sunday night. Like, man, this is my Forthright podcast time. No, it's all good. I hope you filled that time wisely. But here we are. This is, there's no reason why it shouldn't be coming up Monday night, 16th of October. I shouldn't really be giving these timestamps. There's no need. It just sort of comes out. But the reason why I am so very not thrilled or motivated. Yeah, I guess so, because motivation is so, it's such a gray area anyway, in regards to making a decision to do something. But yeah, there was no motivation whatsoever. I mean, actually, that's not true. There wasn't the same motivation to jump on here and get this podcast out there. But the motivation that was there was the very fact that there was no motivation. So it was like exactly what this podcast is about. It was leaning into what may not feel amazing and jumping at it and just going for it and doing it anyway. And in doing so, quite possibly sharing a whole lot of potential wisdom around the challenges that are existing currently. And yes, speaking of challenges, this has been one of those weeks where, well, when I say this week, I'm talking about Sunday and before that, all the way to Monday to Sunday, but the previous one of those was one of the roughest weeks I've had so far. Just a whole lot of humanness, and the human challenges that we have in communicating with people, not feeling like my standards have been entirely respected or met in all facets of my life, and that's something that this week has been addressed face on. And part of addressing those things often means communicating and speaking with people that have an impact on or have a part in making sure these things are met in a certain way. And so those tough conversations were had, and some boundaries have been set. And yeah, so for a few reasons, it's been a challenging week. But here we are, though. Hey, we've pursued the discomfort and had conversations with people that we have love for, but we still need to set solid boundaries and understandings around. And so we have those tough conversations, and we hear each other out, and we put our foot down maybe where we need to put our foot down. We accept imperfection on our own part. I say we, and what I'm meaning by that is, like, this is how it's been. This is how this week has sort of played out, and I feel as though it's important reminders for every, quite literally every human. And that's why I say we. These are the things that we do, and these are the things that I wholeheartedly know and believe play huge roles in forward momentum. I'm so stoked that I jumped on here and started recording this podcast as well, because just sharing that and just being so true to what's been happening to myself and to anyone who listens to this, to you guys, that this is all real stuff. But it doesn't mean that the real stuff that isn't quite as sexy or glamorous, it doesn't mean this stuff needs to be kept behind the scenes. I guess this is very much a platform where behind the scenes is almost the show. For me, anyway, I feel like that's what it's always been. That's kind of always been the theme of every bit of content I've ever produced, every podcast I've ever produced, hosted, and also every podcast I've been on. It's like let's delve into the parts of my life that aren't so front of house, aren't so in clear view to everyone, unless the curtains have been pulled back, or for example, record has been hit, or someone has asked the question that then leads to an exploration of what's really going on. So I don't feel as though in regards to the challenges I've had this week, I don't feel as though detail or specifics are even necessary by any means, because it's the learnings and the processes and the completion of these things that are really the talking points. In this instance, anyway, there may be other situations where the real takeaways are from the details, but when it's just a tough stuff experience, often it's the reminder of the importance of having the tough stuff conversations. I keep saying tough stuff, and it's reminding me of it's a book, actually. I'm going to grab it right now, because what an awesome way to throw out a relevant resource. Just give me a second, you guys. Yeah, you wait there. I'll grab it. You wait there. You wait there. Hey, you there?
Yeah.
Dealing with the Tough Stuff by Darren Hill, Allison Hill, and Dr. Sean Richardson. How to Achieve Results from Key Conversations. This is a book that, funnily enough, this is a book that was gifted to me by someone who, and this was maybe at least 6 years ago, a job that I was in, the HR from this place I was working, probably the sickest HR I've ever, honestly, I've only ever interacted with one or had a job where there was HR once. But anyway, the person who was in HR gifted me this book, and I believe that she purchased and sent it entirely in her own, on her own terms as well, which is really cool. But yeah, if you're interested in, if you're someone who's always interested in delving into how to best go about, I'm not reading the back of the book or the blurb or anything, by the way, I'm speaking from takeaways from this book. But if you're someone who is always wanting to learn more about how to best deal with whether it's employees, employers, friends, family, literally every relationship that you could think of, this book is fantastic. Really, really cool. Yeah, anyway, that was a cool little relevant resource. RR. Yeah. Have you guys been? Okay, I'll take over. What else has been happening in my world? My world has been demanding a real greater level of my maturity lately. And my calm that I've spent so long refining and there's these opportunities that I've had this week to almost have a setup of one of the most difficult opportunities to show the work that I've done, as in the perfect scenario where all of my flaws and all of my qualities come to light. And you know what? I feel extremely, extremely great and accomplished in how I've gone about these challenges and how I have kept my calm, my cool, my patience, my respect, and my love, not just for myself, but for anyone else who's sort of involved in these challenging things that have arisen. And yeah, I'm stoked. I'm stoked that I've been gifted these opportunities to it's almost like the personal work that we do, it's fantastic for day-to-day life. It is. It's incredible. It's great for our own accountability, how we go about our day behind closed doors. It's fantastic. But what is even more important about looking at all the things that exist within you that need to be addressed, that need to be shifted, patterns that need a break, habits that need to be formed, mindsets that need to be shifted, perspectives that need to be shifted. The real way that these things come to a point of being worth it are when we almost step in the metaphorical ring of an opportunity to show what's been learned, to practice. Well, the practicing is what's happened, but the it comes game day, and then it's like, oh yeah, I don't need to react. Well, yeah, I don't need to react. That's one thing on its own, but my response to a certain thing does not need to be driven by emotion or a memory of a time where a similar thing has happened before. That doesn't need to be how I'm responding to this particular thing. It's like when you've looked at every part of you that could possibly, I mean, there's always going to be things. I'm a big believer that it's a constant learning. There is no one who is 100% completed. There is no one who is 100% knowing of all of their absolutely all of their things that could be refined. And I think, well, why? What's the point? if everything was absolutely complete and 100% perfect, then I don't really think that we'd be here. But yeah, I've had the opportunities this week of it's been, yeah, metaphorically game day. It's been time to step in the ring and show off the moves, you know, show the combos that have been learned, show the time spent on the mat behind closed doors and where it's not seen. And when you are gifted those opportunities to show what you have worked on, and if you do, I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to go all out with everything that you have learned and leave nothing in, if we're going to go with the whole ring metaphor, leave nothing there. I mean, leave nothing unsaid, leave nothing untried, I guess. But then obviously leave everything in the ring. Man, funny stuff. Funny stuff. Yeah. So I'm in this very moment, I'm very tired. I'm at capacity. I've been maxed out. I've been challenged greatly. I have been in return of all of that, I'm certain that I'm going to be gifted with the next level of opportunity to love my life, love myself, and love those who are in my life at the next level, at an entirely new level, an entirely more mature, grounded, and wholesome level. I sure hope that these things aren't sounding like a whole lot of nothing. As I speak them, I guess that I sort of have in mind the experiences that I've been having lately. But what I'm really trying to get across is the weight that these moments in life have. So, you know what? I'm just going to trust that it is coming across as such, and that these things are landing for anyone who's listening, and I'm just going to trust that, really. This is going to be a shorter episode as well. Brianna is going to be returning home soon, I think. She's just doing a bit of a grocery shop, and then I'm absolutely going to rest like a mofo and enjoy it thoroughly before getting back into the swing of things tomorrow, which is technically my Monday. Man, Stoop is so annoying. So, so annoying. Really cool feedback from the last episode. I think my realness and my flaws my things that would be seen or taken as potential flaws or wrongdoings for any other podcast seem to be the things that are really shining here. And that's cool. That's cool because I can't really be anything but real and raw and authentic, honest and true to myself and true to anybody who's in my presence. So yes, you are in my presence. You are getting everything real and raw. And I think that's awesome. And I appreciate if you appreciate that. It really does mean a lot. If you have listened to this, if you are listening to this, I would love to know as well. I love to hear that what I'm saying has landed in some way. And it's different for everyone. So please, please know that if it has for you, it means more to me than you may know, and I do not take that time that it would take for you to reach out to me. I do not take it for granted. I am extremely grateful. Yeah. That's almost about it from me today. This is, as I said, this is me jumping on here to do the thing that I didn't really want to do. But let the gold and the wisdom and the gems come through that not wanting. There's the will to do it, and I think that it's the willpower and the perseverance that has got me here to this point to do it. And I think it's entirely heart motivated. I think general motivation and like just thinking about it now, it's very much this is actually an intrinsic motivation as opposed to an extrinsic motivation, where I would usually be. It's no secret that people put out podcasts also because they love to think that people are going to hear them and listen to them and enjoy them. Like, that can be a selfish thing. There's nothing wrong with that. It can be a selfish thing, though, but selfish in a good way. Selfish in a way that's like, you guys get to see a bit of my who I am, and you may like who I am, and if you like who I am, I really enjoy that you like that. And 100%, that's a selfish thing, but let's be real, that's beautiful. That's the give and receive that makes the world go round. But yeah, that's not really what this very podcast was for. I'll be completely honest. This podcast right here, right now, is because nothing but my heart in this moment knew that I had to jump on here behind the mic, taking a sip of water and saying, hey, what's up? that's what this one is. This is just as much for me than it is for you guys. Maybe this time it's even more for me than it is for you guys. I hope you take that the right way. I clearly mean it with nothing but love and nothing but trust that this is all part of the bigger picture. Me jumping on here, possibly for me today more than anyone else, is part of the bigger picture. And that in itself will have a different way of landing for you. I trust that. I trust that too. I trust that my lack of theme or precise structure or direction this time round will have its own gifts and gold. And you know what, man, I'm really stoked to actually leave it as that this time round. If it did not satisfy, it's all good. I'll be with you soon. These episodes and this podcast will not be stopping because it has been awesome to be doing it and to see that other people are really enjoying that I've been doing it. And there's so much more to come. I'm also feeling really excited about what is going to be created from all of this. So I'm going to leave that with you. I'm going to thank you again. Thank you for tuning in for 25 minutes or so. It means, it probably means more this time round than it may have for the others. It does. Yeah. Been a rough week. So thank you. So much love for you. You, the very individual that's taking this in right now. I'm so grateful that we get to share these sort of, that there's this platform to share these perspectives and these inner workings that may not have reached you from me, that may not have reached from me to you in this lifetime if it wasn't for it. And I think that's pretty freaking huge. So, hey, I'm seeing you, I'm hearing you, I'm feeling you, and I'm loving you. Very grateful. Cheers for tuning in. Have an awesome week, and I'll chat to you soon. Much love.